Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, welcome back to After Hours Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Mark Savant. And this show is designed to help you take a side hustle, build it into a six and seven figure business. And by popular demand, the Income Report is back. I get tons of great feedback. If you enjoy these, make sure you hit me up, shoot me an email, mark@marksavantmedia.com, and share the episode. I don't know what the hell is going on, but every single time I'm at an event or I'm at a conference, people walk up to me like, Mark, are you Mark Savant? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I love listening to your show, The After Hours Entrepreneur. I'm like, you listening to my show every week and you never bother to send me an email? What are you doing? Shoot me an email, mark@marksavantmedia.com. Share this with a friend. Tag me if you think it's valuable. If not, then definitely send me a message and tell me what you need, because I need to hear more of it. Anyway, by popular demand, the Income Reports is back. A few quick notes before we get into the income, the expenses, notes for the month. Landed a new client during February, which was great, sick, love it. Thank you for the referral. Also made what I consider to be a pretty difficult decision and dissolved my Monday night mastermind session. Started the Inner Circle about 6 months ago or so, 5-6 months ago, ran really great. It was great for a few months and then it started to fizzle out. And you know, the reason I'll get into what a little bit more on what happened there, but decided it was time to dissolve that and also made some investments in team. Actually that happened just this past week, but I'm going to roll it into February because it's relevant. It's pertinent. That's what I'm here to do, is to document the journey and share stuff that is, I think, learning lessons for me, which in turn are going to be incredibly, incredibly valuable for you. So again, thanks for listening, subscribing, sharing, all that good stuff. So gross profit for the month, total revenue came in at just over $11,000. Expenses for the month came in at just over $10,000. Okay. Now listen, before you say, Mark, you are not making any money, let me kind of break this down because a few things are happening. So first of which, my biggest expenses here, contractors, always the largest expense at just under $5,500 for the month. And my target with contractors is to keep it below 60% of revenue. Obviously, as the business grows, I want to make more and more profit. But I think in the agency model, at least at this point, you want to keep your contractors, your team expenses to below 60% of revenue. That's where we want to be. And so at $5,400, we are definitely below the 60% mark, which makes me happy. We're close to 40-45%, which I think is a good key for a profitable business. Online fees and software are becoming a much larger expense, coming in at just over $800 for the month. And, you know, look, one of the challenges in building an agency model is the tech stack. As your business grows, as your team grows, so do your software fees. Everything starts to cost more, from cloud storage to CRM, all that stuff. But, you know, I think it's necessary. It's a necessary part of growing the business. You know, it takes money to make money. The other thing that I think is really relevant, if you've been listening to my income reports from previous months, I think sometimes the numbers were over-exaggerated because those numbers weren't taken into account taxes. And I, you know, late last year, late 2023, with help from my accountant, we ended up transitioning the business into an S-Corp, which means basically that you're making enough money that it's time to make that transition and start paying a payroll. So the only person on the payroll right now is me, yours truly. I'm the sole employee of the company, which is kind of funny to think about. But anyway, I paid myself out $2,000 last month and we factored in the taxes both personally and from the business. So there's $600 in taxes taking out. Also invested $500 into networking, continuing education. Shout out to all my Valuetainers out there. I was at the Patrick Bet David studio the other day, just networking, meeting people, shaking some hands, some really, really cool people at the Patrick Bet David Valuetainment headquarters down here in sunny South Florida. So that was a sick event. Really, really glad I got to go to that. So anyways, that brings our net operating income to just over $1,000. Again, that's not including payroll. That's not including taxes. And that's actually not even including a $1,500 invoice that was unpaid. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. So in any way, look, I'm, you know, am I thrilled about where the business is? No, I'd love to be making 20 grand a month, 30 grand, hell, 100 grand a month. But you know, I think this is the process. And like I talked about in the last episode, I think going into this year, I showed a little bit of lack of patience, and I think the lack of patience hurt me a bit. So I'm growing a really solid foundation. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened during February, some of my lessons, and where I'm actually taking this business moving forward. So key revenues were, again, brand new client and passive agency income, cash that's coming in month over month, which requires very little to no work because I've got an awesome team and managerial leadership people in place. So those are my key revenues for the month. Obviously, there's other streams of income, like from my podcast agency, or from my podcast itself. The After Hours Entrepreneur generates income from guests and guest sponsorships. My mastermind group that is still meeting on Thursdays generates income as well. So I'm still generating some other income, but the primary is the new clients for podcast launches and from the agency production services, doing all the media production. All right, cool. So those are key revenues. Let's go into some key takeaways for the month. So first off, like I had mentioned, I found a missing $1,500. And, you know, look, if you're not reviewing your finances regularly, like either at the very least on a bi-weekly basis or a monthly basis, you are leaving money on the table. Consider this your wake-up call, you know, and I think sometimes, especially as a young business owner, it's almost a little bit scary because like, oh, I'm not making as much money, but you're missing stuff. I found a missing $1,500, and this is not the first time I found missing cash. So anyway, that money is going to get rolled over into the next income report because it didn't clear during the month of February. But regardless, check your finances, people. There's stuff you're paying for that you're not using, and or there's income and cash that you're missing out on because you haven't been paid for it. So just make sure to check your finances. You know, in fact, just as another example, we sold our house last year, my wife and I, but the HOA fees were still being pulled out. So it turns out we're owed about $1,600 plus in HOA fees. And if we weren't checking our finances, we wouldn't have seen that. Honestly, we should have caught it earlier, but you know, we caught it now. Regardless, check your finances, check your finances, check your finances, please. Even if it's just spreadsheet accounting, do it at minimum once per month. Optimally, you're probably doing it closer to a daily or weekly basis. Other key takeaway, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of months ago. Anyway, I was explaining to him what I was doing. Specifically, I've got my podcast agency and then I've got my AI education company and, you know, doing that through mastermind group, newsletter, et cetera. And he very profoundly and succinctly said, it sounds like those businesses are at odds. And I took that with a grain of salt because I don't think they're totally at odds. I'm learning a ton about AI and I feel compelled to share it with people just like you, because you need to hear about what's happening with AI. AI is going to change the world. It's going to change your business. Look, after I started using my AI in my business, in my side hustle, I quit my job three months later. So I think that this AI stuff is really important. But one of the takeaways that I had here was I need to get clear on my, what we call mountain of expertise, my mountain of experience. Where is my strong suit? And I'm not an API coder or anything like that. I'm not an LLM programmer. I'm not a coder. I just don't know that I can necessarily go as deep into AI education as I'd like. That said, I think that there's some really practical stuff that I want to kind of bridge the gap on. So anyway, AI not going away completely, but it did put me in a position where I feel like I need to rethink what I'm doing with my group education systems and my masterminds. I'll talk about more about that in the following weeks and months, but at least for now, I decided to kind of segue away from just focusing on the AI because I want to get down and dirty with what I know how to do, which is produce podcasts, grow podcasts, and streamline the production. And, you know, again, moving forward, getting clear on that mountain of expertise and really diving in, I think is going to be the fastest and best route to hitting seven figures. The other thing that I really would have focused on going into this year was who, not how. And I've talked a little bit about how here over the past several minutes or so, but who. Ended up hiring a salesperson just the other day, and I'm super stoked. This dude is super sharp. We're going to be building out more sales systems, automations, marketings, prospecting, pipeline. I think it's going to be awesome. Very, very excited about that. And quite frankly, okay, so let me actually back it up just a little bit. How did this podcast agency actually come to be? I loved podcasting. I was spending too much time and I wanted to save time. I wanted to focus on the podcast itself, not all the production and post-production stuff. So what did I end up doing was solving my own problem. I started solving my own problems. And I'm going to do that for sales as well. Building out the sales systems and the sales team, leadership team, I think becomes a very, very important problem to solve for my own company. And as I solve that problem and get better at that, I'm going to be able to package that and sell it to clients and prospects. So I'm incredibly excited with what's going to be happening within the sales organization here at Mark's Font Media. It's just going to be really good. The other thing I decided to do was invest in leadership development. I've got a great team member on my team. He's super solid. He communicates well. He's on point. He's a great editor. And he's expressed to me, Mark, I don't necessarily want to be just doing this the rest of my life. And there's this course, there's this seminar, there's this training program I'd like to go through. And we talked about it. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna invest in you. I'm going to bet on you. And so I ended up loaning him, giving him an interest-free loan to work on that. And I, you know, this is not the first time I've done it with this team member. And, it, you know, if you're listening, this is it, you brother. But it's, I feel like it's a little bit of a risk. There's a little bit of angst there. What happens if this person takes the money and jets and goes? But you know what? If we're not investing in our people, if we're not creating a better life for our people, then what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing? I have no interest in stagnating people. Paid training, paid development. Another team member on my team, I want to elevate her skills. And I talked to one of my more skilled editors and I said, hey, I will pay you to train her and I'll pay her to go through training. I want to develop awesome people, better skills. I think that that's incredibly important. In fact, it might even be a core value of the company moving forward. So look, there's a lot to chew off. I quite frankly, there's so much to go through. I probably need to be doing more like a weekly check-in. We'll see. But regardless, solid month, happy about it. Could be better. You know, May's coming. I have a lot of annual payments and bills that come up in May, but I feel like there's just I have some great clients. I have some great team members, some great systems. I have a great problem to solve. And we're going to keep solving. Oh, yeah. And one more quick thing. You know, one of the things that I want to do with the podcast itself is elevate the video podcast. More 4K video, more high quality audio. And so I've invested several thousand dollars over the course of the last few months. And again, that gets reported in the income report. I just bought a nice new camera, 4K, that I'm getting set up. But, you know, one of the things that happened when I onboarded this new client was I did some in-person video shoot. And the video and the audio was awesome. It came out so good. And I was like, man, I need to be getting more of this. This seems, A, like it's very valuable to business owners to have this kind of high quality video talking about their business, what they do, who they serve, and the problems that they solve. I need to be doing more of this because this is a real problem that people need solved. I can get it done in half a day. So anyway, I'm putting together a package for people that I know locally. I'm becoming pretty well connected locally with business owners. And I want to put together a package. Hey, a few $1,000, I'll show up at your office for a half a day. We're going to shoot. We're going to get a ton of content for your website, for your social media. And leveraging my mountain of experience in video podcasting and production, while also leveraging the tools that I have. Sick ass AV equipment. So anyway, I'm super stoked about things to come in my business. I'd love to hear about your business. Maybe you want to highlight, maybe you got a question. I'm going to experiment with new things because I just love this stuff. I love hearing back from you. I love seeing you at conferences. So if you enjoy the episode, hit me up, Mark@MarksVontMedia. I look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, go out and crush your goals. I'll see you in the next episode. All right, peace.